This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Automakers spend a lot of time and a lot of money touting the safety features of their vehicles, all of which have dramatically improved safety prospects for drivers and passengers. And yet, the National Safety Council is telling us our nation is on track this year to have its highest traffic death toll since 2007. That was the year over 41,000 people died on America's roads. That sobering fact highlights the continuing need for the campaign called Toward Zero Deaths. The goal of this national campaign is pretty evident from its title, A Highway System Free of Fatalities. One very visible part of this campaign, Michigan drivers have seen them, the message signs on various roads that display the latest number of traffic fatalities in Michigan. That tally is updated each week. Mark Bott is with us. He's a traffic and safety engineer for the Michigan Department of Transportation. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Mark, as we speak, what's the traffic count, the death toll count right now?
The count as today, Cindy, is 835 fatalities.
And knowing that information, having that on a sign as we're tooling along on the highway, that's designed to influence driver behavior. Are you satisfied that knowing that information and having those signs can accomplish that?
I believe so. I think if anything, the reason why we started back in 2013 as a pilot is just, to me, Cindy, it was just to bring awareness to the Michigan driver how many fatalities are occurring on our roadways every year. I just don't think they know that. And what better way to do that, we felt at the time, in looking at neighboring states, was to put that number on the signs.
So what kind of reaction have you gotten now over
this? We've gotten both. You can imagine both sides, both negative and positive. Initially, we were accused of being a distraction ourselves. You know, comparing ourselves, putting that number assigned to somebody putting makeup as they're driving down the roadway or eating that favorite hamburger, to others, you know, thank you very much. And also, too, it's a very sensitive issue. We recognize that because people, when they look at that sign, perhaps someone they know is part of that number.
Yeah, yeah. Besides an increase in just the sheer number of people driving on the roads, do researchers have any idea why the number of traffic deaths across the country is increasing?
Sometimes it's hard to tell because you got to look back in time, and it's hard to get that snapshot initially what is going on right at this time. But you've definitely hit it. We have, with improved economy, of course, you have more people traveling. Of course, now you have more trucks traveling, and by just doing that, you're increasing the opportunities for more crashes. I think there's a lot more awareness now on, for instance, like distracted driving. Many times in the past, that maybe the information wasn't recorded by the police officer. Now we're seeing that and seeing, wow, there seems to be an increase in distracted driving. But perhaps that's always been the case. We've just never been able to record it in the past.
I have to wonder, Mark, are cars becoming, for lack of a better way to put it, too good? I mean, is the technology in automobiles giving drivers almost too great a sense of safety? And at the very same time, the technology in the cars is creating even more distractions for drivers.
You know, of course, I'm not an auto researcher
right.
or auto designer, but I guess I could say that as a consumer, I would agree with your statement. I mean, you're driving down the road, you feel very comfortable, and I found that even myself. So you don't realize what speed you're traveling because that newer vehicle provides that smoother ride. But that is also balanced out with a much safer vehicle, with much increased airbags, just the cage, you want to call it that, the compartment you're in, much safer than it was, you know, 5, even 10 years ago.
But we do have things to fiddle with, and that technology, the idea of the infotainment features.
And I think also, too, and I guess I can look at anybody, you know, speaking to any parents out there today, we find our youth have a shorter attention span. Mm-hmm. So you feel distracted. You got to always do something.
Yeah. I'm wondering if MDOT is seeing an uptick in unsafe driving practices that motorists are partaking in they may not even be aware of. And a case in point, certainly in the driving I do in Southeast Michigan, it seems like tailgating someone as you go along at 75 or 80 miles an hour is the new norm, and God forbid if you give anyone a reasonable amount of space because someone is going to squeeze right there in front of you and cut you off.
Yeah, we don't record that information ourselves there, Cindy, you know, but those observations are being, they're being noticed by our state police officers. They're trying to target more in the reckless driving, issuing tickets like that. And you can imagine, you're driving at that higher speed, you have that closer space, so your margin for error is much smaller. And so thus, if something unforeseen happens, you have a much less time to react and could unfortunately end in a crash and perhaps a fatality or serious injury.
I'm wondering, has any thought been given to really taking home the safety message to people when they're sitting in their easy chairs at home watching television? And by that, I mean, because I married a man from Ireland, I'm over there quite often, and there are traffic safety commercials that are so graphic and so powerful that your jaw drops, having to do with road rage, having to do with texting, having to do with speeding and reckless driving. Has there been any discussion about doing that here in America?
Well, we've had the discussion. Some states have done that. Some have gotten really progressive, just as you mentioned there, even to the point you show a commercial. You know how you go to the movie theater and you see a trailer and just you know, really capturing that audience. Here in Michigan, it's just not MDOT. We have a Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission, both local representatives, county representatives, and, of course, all the state departments that would pertain to that.
Right.
And our particular partner is Office of Highway Safety Planning. They're the ones that do all the campaigning out there. You've probably seen the regarding drinking and driving and the seat belts and trying to drive that whole message. And then what they do is it will take a target audience and try to, what's the most efficient way to get that message across? Yeah, we see some on the signs were very interesting messages. You know, I'm sure it's been out there, now, you know, get your head out of your app. You know, place it on the boards, and that's sensitive.
Yeah.
You might not see that in Michigan's time for a while, but other states have done it, trying to, you know, shake up the audience.
A little bit of shock value, I guess,
yes,
which in
does.
A sense, I know my thought was when I started seeing the death toll signs, and I got what that was about, and it does plant that seed as you're driving along. And I'm wondering, here you are, you're a traffic and a safety engineer, Mark, for MDOT. If there is one thing that you could get across to motorists who are listening right now, what would it be?
I would say travel at a safe, appropriate speed. It just seems like everybody's in today's society is such a hurry to get from point A to point B and traveling over the speed limit. And quite frankly, are you going to really get there, what, 1 or 2 minutes earlier? Is that worth the price to pay? And I question that. You know, we have a very changing environment in the state of Michigan. You know, we've all experienced one day or one moment it's sunny, and next minute it's pouring rain or snowfall. Road conditions change so quickly, so you know, please prepare, be prepared, and drive accordingly to the speeds.
Mark Bott is a traffic and safety engineer with the Michigan Department of Transportation as we explored the campaign called Toward Zero Deaths. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Mark. It was great.
Thank you very much, Cindy.